is Erica Glessing, and we are here on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And today I'm so excited because I'm starting a series. I believe it will run 7 days. We'll see. That's what it's telling me right now. And it's all about ourselves. So the topics are self-worth, self-love, self-loathing, self-honor, self-truth, self-wholeness from being fractured into pieces, and self-clearing. And so I'm really excited to have this week of themes. I just returned from a most amazing lapse into luxury. It was so good. And I'm still kind of like reveling in the energy of my last week's experience. And I know there were a few days without a show. I've decided not to make those up, just to start today and go forward. So thank you for hanging in there with Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And with no further ado, we're going to talk today about unification and wholeness and bringing back your forgotten pieces of yourself that you may have left everywhere in your life. So we can, when we go through difficult situations, we can fracture ourselves off and we can leave our bodies, and then we kind of leave ourselves in bits and pieces in our lifetimes. So this can happen, especially if you have a painful childhood. You can leave some of your innocence behind. If you have a painful married life, as I did, you can leave some of your chi there at that place that you shared with that hideous person, if that resonates for you. You can make new things up to help you get through, but then that becomes a fracture, like an extra identity, like an extra self. And I'd like to invite you today to step into the wholeness of you without really needing to know how, without really needing to analyze if this is even a relevant show for you. Just see if you can't go back and just kind of quickly glance over your life timeline, like from birth to now, and just pull back pieces where you left yourself. You know, maybe you had a teacher that didn't understand your beauty, and you sat there and took an abusive teacher's energy, and you may have absorbed it into your body. And let's just go ahead and repel those things that got stuck in us, places where we contributed joy and we're not given joy in return.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, that's a clearing.
Just now connect to source energy. See if you can't reach up and expand your energy out to all the heavens and pull in light energy from celestial. And just kind of ask yourself to be washed clean of any of these places where you were fractured or you left bits of yourself in pieces and places, and any place where someone didn't see your beauty or light. So for me, that's a lot of places. And just ask your body to like reunify itself. Just ask yourself to bring pieces back that you left. This will give you more chi and will also free up the place, or it will free up that being. So we're going to pull yourself back from any energy that you gave, that you left in places where you lived or places where you worked. And I'm sort of being shown to open up your mouth bigger, just yawn or nice. And just kind of bring yourself back to the sacred of you, to the sacred of you, that I am energy that you are. Just kind of tap into that I am energy. There you go. Oh, it's so nice. See if there aren't a few more pieces that you left places. If you're ever raped or sexually abused, you can pull your energy back from those situations. Send some compassion to that earlier you that may have experienced being taken, having something precious taken from you. You know, you can't really right a wrong. If there's a wrong, it kind of just sits there as a wrong. You can heal from a wrong. And you can try to make up karma that you caused by being in the wrong. Wow, that brought up a lot of stuff. I think that's a whole nother show. I think we'll just save that for another show. So let's go back now into just bringing together your wholeness. Ooh, and if this needs more work and you'd like to work with me personally on this, I can help you with this. I can help you retrieve pieces of you. You'll have to reach out to me to let me know. It's energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. I can set up a session with you where we can pull back the different parts of your timeline going from birth to now. And we can learn from our past experiences and forgive ourselves for any place where we were messing around and not being clean. Nice. Thank you all so much for listening today. It was a little bit intense. I'm trusting that happened for a reason. And we're going to step up into self-worth tomorrow. And I invite you all. I have a webinar that I'm doing. If you're listening to this in chronological order, it is on Monday, October the 7th. It's complimentary. I feel like one of the stewardesses on the airplanes I was riding this last week. Join us for our complimentary Zoominar located in the luxury cabin now. So you can just go to energyclearingforlife.com and register. It's a complimentary webinar on releasing the cords that connected us to poverty and bringing in and downloading new luxury templates into our DNA. So how much fun can we have releasing poverty and inviting luxury? That's the invitation. It's happening on Monday, October 7th. And if you register, I believe if you register even late, you can hear the recording. So go ahead to energyclearingforlife.com and sign up for my beautiful webinar that's happening October 7th.